Trump is shrugging off the face-off in northern Syria between Syrian forces, Turkey, and Syrian Kurds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
I wish him all a lot of luck.
Amid a crisis that followed his decision to pull American troops out, the president says it's not the U.S.'s fight. He's been accused of abandoning the Kurds, who fought alongside America but are now being targeted by Turkey. He says it's all working out brilliantly because Syria is keeping the Kurds safe.
Plus, they know how to fight. And by the way, they're no angels.
As for whether Russia will get involved, the president says that would be fine. Just keep the U.S. out of it.
They've got a lot of sand over there, so there's a lot of sand that they can play with.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president repeated those statements at an afternoon news conference in Washington with Italy's president. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country's offensive into northeast Syria will end if Kurdish fighters drop their weapons and withdraw from a planned safe zone. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Huge cheers for Turkey's president in parliament as fighting rages on the ground in northeastern Syria. Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an ultimatum to Kurdish fighters Wednesday.
Bunun için de teklifimiz...
Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight.
He says the country's offensive in Syria will end when a 32-kilometer safe zone is established along Turkey's border, and that was non-negotiable.
Emily Wither of Reuters. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former aide to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying to House impeachment panels behind closed doors. Michael McKinley, who resigned last week, is a career Foreign Service officer and was Pompeo's de facto chief of staff. He was expected to discuss concerns held by career State Department officials about the treatment of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, and others who worked on the Ukrainian portfolio. The testimony from witnesses, mainly officials from the State Department and other foreign policy posts, is largely corroborating the account of a government whistleblower whose complaint first sparked the impeachment inquiry, according to lawmakers that are attending the closed-door interviews. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam was forced to abandon her annual policy address after some lawmakers jeered as she began speaking. Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hong Kong's protests moved inside the city's legislature on Wednesday. The city's least popular post-colonial leader had her annual policy address adjourned after some lawmakers stood on desks, chanted protest slogans, and held up banners of Carrie Lam with blood on her hands. The heckling forced an unprecedented cancellation of the address, with Lam later broadcasting a pre-recorded version instead. But back in the legislature, some lawmakers repeated calls for her to stand down, saying she's become, quote, incapable of leading the city.
That's Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. On World Food Day, Pope Francis lamented the paradox of hunger and obesity in the modern world. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has details.
Pope Francis is calling for lifestyle and dietary changes to address the paradox of a world in which people suffer from malnutrition in some areas and obesity in others. Francis lamented the distorted relationship between food and nutrition that he blamed on the world economy's profit-at-all-cost mentality. Francis noted that while obesity used to be a problem of the developed world, it is increasingly wreaking havoc in poorer countries, leading to increased cases of diabetes, heart problems, and eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia. I'm Walter Ratliff.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed with about an hour left in the trading day. The Dow Jones Industrials were up slightly by 0.06%. The S&P 500 index was off by 0.13%. The NASDAQ Composite Index was off by 0.26%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hit.